With a new debt deadline in 3 days, Greece promises to keep paying its creditors in full. Good morning to you from APM in New York. I'm David Brancaccio. The head of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, spent several hours of her Easter Sunday with the finance minister of Greece, who offered assurances that his country will pay what it owes. $500 million is due the IMF on Thursday. It's not clear if Greece has the money, which has to come from somewhere. Some say as Greece struggles to stay within the eurozone by not defaulting internationally, it may be defaulting internally. John Syropoulos is an independent reporter based in Athens.
The options facing a government that's having trouble meeting its bills are either to stop paying its creditors overseas, its debt, or to stop paying its obligations at home. If the Greeks are going to make good on these statements of absolutely standing by their commitments to creditors, whether they're going to default instead on paying civil service salaries at home, on shoring up the pension system at home, and whether it's going to stop paying suppliers. And there have been signs that an internal default is creeping up on the Greek government. For example, the construction sector is complaining that people involved in public works projects haven't been paid for the last 3 months.
What about within Greece? Is there a vigorous discussion about the possibility that Greece might somehow be driven from the European Union?
Well, being driven from the eurozone is different from being driven from the European Union. The European Union is not something Greeks want to fall out of by any means, but the currency is a different matter. They've understood that going to a national currency will involve a massive devaluation. 50% is the conservative estimate, which means that everyone with money in the bank will be 50% poorer. That's not something that most people want. However, what I have noticed on the ground, anecdotally, is that in the last few weeks, as these negotiations under the new left-wing government have gone on and become extremely difficult, more and more Greeks have become disaffected with what they see as a cold shoulder from the rest of Europe. And more people have been saying in private remarks to me, well, you know, if we're going to fall out of the eurozone, let's just go ahead and get it over with. Let's just go to our national currency and hopefully then they'll leave us alone. There's a bit more of a reactionary kind of statement coming from people now than there used to be before the election, when people were quite certain that if Greece went stridently to the Eurogroup and demanded better terms, it would get them. And it's now clear that it won't.
John Syropoulos is an independent journalist based in Athens. John, thank you for this.
My pleasure.
Now, the numbers. It is the Easter Monday holiday for workers and financial markets in Europe. It is a workday in the U.S., as you've noticed, and the S&P Dow and NASDAQ futures are all down in the 0.75% range. Some of the psychology there is Friday's weaker-than-expected report on jobs in the U.S. What is up sharply is crude oil, the Texas price, up 3% this morning to $50.59 a barrel. That's less the nuclear deal with Iran and more Saudi Arabia this morning, raising oil prices for customers in Asia, citing higher demand. This holiday weekend for many is a big moment to wrap up the spring skiing. And there's news that some ski slopes in New Hampshire have extended their season, given all the snow that piled up during this northeast winter from Hades, which gets us to a story this morning that joins skiing with the art of the business pitch. You know how you have to be able to explain your business model in the space of maybe an elevator ride? What about the ski lift pitch? Megan Kamarick reports from Taos, New Mexico.
It's a perfect day in the Taos Ski Valley, with deep blue skies and fresh powder. But among the skiers and snowboarders are people with more than freshies and black diamonds on their minds.
Hi, I'm Molly Chernichek. I'm CEO of Sportcast.
I'm Dalton Wright from Kickstart Seed Fund in Salt Lake City.
Chernichek is one of 11 entrepreneurs competing for a $10,000 prize in a contest sponsored by ABQID, a business accelerator in Albuquerque. Wright is one of the investors judging the pitches. As the chairlift moves upward, the wind picks up and casual chit-chat ends.
Molly, tell us about the business.
We have two products, Dalton. The first is an app that makes it really easy for parents and fans to capture and share video highlights of a game.
The two have about 10 minutes. Wright fires off questions.
What's the revenue model? Who pays for it? How is this a significant improvement over how they're already doing things? How far along are you?
And Chernichek answers.
The revenue model is going to come from the athlete channel. nobody's looked at the media part of the value chain. We're up to about 6,000 downloads, and we're starting to see a lot of activity.
The two continue talking as they ski to the next lift for the next round of pitching. After a day of skiing, everyone reconvenes at the Bavarian Lodge for the prize announcement. Katie Rice is on the board of ABQID, and the ski lift pitch was her idea.
We thought, you know, they can make a much more meaningful connection than you would at a conference or in a, you know, in a boardroom or a setting like that, right?
The winner of the ABQID ski lift pitch contest is, drum roll please, Taos Mountain Energy Bar.
Taos Mountain launched in 2010 and has about $1 million in revenues, but the founders plan to reach $100 million by 2020. It's that kind of optimism that the ski lift pitch organizers hope will help pull New Mexico out of its economic doldrums. In the Taos Ski Valley, I'm Megan Kamrick for Marketplace.
And fans of Agent Cooper, Bobby, Donna, Shelley, and of course Audrey were excited to see that Showtime might produce a new series of the late 80s classic Twin Peaks. But over the weekend, the original director, David Lynch, tweeted if they do a new series, it won't be with him. The reason, quote, "After 1 year and 4 months of negotiations, I left because not enough money was offered to do the script the way I felt it needed to be done." That was exactly 140 characters, an impressively complete use of the Twitter allotment, Mr. Lynch. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.